Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. There's so much to cover in business news that affects each and every one of us, and there's a lot to cover today. But don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe to the channel and join our email list. The list is below. We just had a great email went out, and everybody's been commenting on that. I do a private video on it each time, and check it out. First things first, guys. We don't get political on this channel, and this is not a political statement. It's just a wow, this is unbelievable facts. And during the last presidential election, what was the largest union that stepped up against the Biden administration? And I'm thinking Teamsters, I'm thinking, you know, I was trying to guess, right? It was American Truckers United, the truck driving groups. Were furious with the Biden administration because they let in, listen to this, 876,000 foreign trucks into our country to, you know, make our roads less safe. Guys, when you see the story below, it'll be the top story. It is unbelievable because one thing that has been, you know, noticeable on our roadway lately, and people sending me these crash videos of big rigs, you know, flying off the road, crossing across the highway, and even Walmart and Amazon. What they have done lately is absolutely criminal, and it's upsetting to the truck drivers because they have allowed all these foreign trucks to come in and deliver their products. They have signs that are in foreign languages, and these people don't have to meet our driving requirements. Think about this. This week, I talked about how Florida has changed its laws for new drivers for kids that they have to do 50 hours of driver's training. And these people just come in with a foreign license, which we don't even know how they got. And our roadways are put, you know, in danger. From a person who has driven across the country and driven across, you know, from here to Vegas more times than I can count, when you see an 800,000 pound, you know, truck, stay away from it. I will never get near it. I will probably not pass these vehicles now. It is so dangerous. But when you read this story, it shows you the level of stupidity that these companies have done. Because when you think about the most expensive part of shipping something, oh, it's the truck, Dan. Oh, it's the fuel. Oh, it's the cargo, too. If you can cut down on the human cost of what it costs to pay some idiot to drive the car, then it's great. You have to follow the rules. You and I have rules to get a driver's license. CDL's commercial driver's license. These people have rules that they have to follow. And I'm telling you guys, I'm getting more and more professional people that service things, that deliver the mail, deliver packages, drive trucks, that are sending me this stuff, and it gets more and more scary each and every day. So, crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy that our lives are put in danger because of these people. And the Biden administration thought that this was such a great thing. Look at these little bikes. Dad's got to pedal his brains out up here at the park. And again, things like this are fun for about 20 minutes. So with that, how there haven't been more deaths, there haven't been more people injured is absolutely insane. So let me know what you think about this, because I'm just blown away by this. But this union is furious about this, and they're finally getting tests done that people say are, oh, they're racist. No, they want people to sit there and see if they can speak English and read road signs. What if they can't read English, guys? Oh, you're a racist, Dan. No, I want my children safe. I want you safe when you drive down a highway. So it's crazy, man. It is absolutely crazy. I'm blown away by stuff like this. Now, something that was sent to me a couple times, which was close to us, where I live, Nicole Brown. Nicole Brown was a cop in a city called Westminster, right next to where I lived in Huntington Beach, right? So in September of 2022, she had a minor accident and had an abrasion on her head. She was cleared to go back to work. And she, 2 days later, comes up and says that she has a massive concussion syndrome and cannot work, and basically filed a workers' comp claim and got paid $600,000 from us and from her insurance company. This is where this is all leading to and combining this. You know, when you have a truck driver accident, insurance costs go up. When you have somebody ripping us off and a workers' comp claim, it makes the premiums go up for all of us. It makes the price of every single thing that we purchase go through the flipping roof. So this woman went to Stagecoach, the music festival, the one that's right after Coachella. She went there. She went to Big Bear, which is the local mountains, about 40 miles that way, and went skiing and snowboarding. And there's video of this stuff, and she was stupid enough to share it. Ran 2 5Ks with this concussion. She had a deposition and was like, oh my God, I got to have the lights turned down, and did the shenanigans of that stuff. And now they're going to, not only do they want the money back, they're charging her with a crime, and she faces up to 22 years in prison for this. Okay? Went to Las Vegas, went to Disneyland, went all these different places on our dime, taking advantage of this. Okay? Now, terrible, terrible, terrible. You know, would sit there, they turn the cameras on, and she'd be, oh, I'm dying. And then she's out running 5Ks. Okay? So, again, I like when people get there. The truck driving thing, this is going to be a problem, guys, because I think that you're going to see this as a bigger issue all the way around. Secret Service in Memphis, Tennessee has caught hundreds of businesses that were searched for card skimmers. These card skimmers ripped off hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of credit cards and did transactions that were never authorized by people, and it was awful. I'm telling you guys, when you go in, if it doesn't look right, don't use it, okay? Don't use it, because it's stealing your data. It's stealing your PIN numbers. It's stealing everything. We talked about in the last video how this guy clicked on the toll road scam and found out that, in fact, this guy, had $3,300 taken out of his checking account. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Last week, we talked about the unsold houses in May of 2025, how they went up. Well, they got the June numbers in now, guys, because it's the middle of July. And the June numbers are up a staggering 20%. The number of unsold houses on the market are up 20%, guys. Crazy, crazy. And, year over year, it's up almost 40% for the year. Hello. There's nothing wrong with real estate, Dan. Don't worry about it. You're exaggerating. You're talking about the same thing you've been talking about for years, and it's crazy. So, next thing is wealth. I am not wealthy. You are not wealthy. What do people think is wealthy? And this goes to the sign of the times. Well, last year, when they asked people, they said, well, you had to have $2.5 million in net worth, and you were wealthy. Well, guess what? That figure dropped 200 grand this year. So if you have $2.3 million, you're a wealthy person. So what our wages went down, inflation went up, but you're wealthy if you have 200 grand less. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I don't pay too much attention to these things as far as what's real in the world. I think people that are wealthy live debt-free. I know people that live on Social Security and are not staggered by, they're not hampered by debt, and they travel and they do fun things and they go out to dinner and they live a good life because they didn't just compound debt on themselves. So let me know what you think so far. And again, see, I ran out of gas already. I'm done pedaling. We're going home. I love the police, but every now and then you get good stories like Nicole and like this next one. Christina Corpus, who is the chief of police in San Mateo, she got caught in a little bit of a quandary where she tried to buy massage chairs for the police department, 10 of them, to the tune of 100 grand. And then she billed it out for healthcare reasons and got called in front of the city council and got caught red-handed doing this. This is funny to me, guys, okay? Again, I love cops, I love firefighters, I love the military, I love everybody that serves, the common good, okay? But again, this is massage chairs. Do you want a freaking $10,000 massage chair? What would that look like? Jeez. So, it's funny. I like when women take me to get pedicures and stuff like that, and you get to sit in those chairs, and you got the massage chair that does all that stuff. I don't think those things cost 10 grand. But anyways, next one. Remember speed dating? You'd go out and you'd, you know, pitch yourself as to why you're a good guy or a great gal, and you meet a bunch of people. You go and you'll have 50 people in a room. I have a reality TV show that I wrote, and I had a guy who was a total character, who was an old man who chased after young women. Crazy, 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 crazy. This guy was such a perv that he would go to speed dating, and they finally told him, "You're too old. I'm going to get an attorney. This is ageist." So he went out and got himself a fake ID that made him 55 years old and gleefully showed it to me so he could go to the 55 and under speed dating. Well, now there is a thing called speed roommates, speed roommating, where you go out and you get yourself a roommate, sit down, walk into a room, and tell people what you have to offer. This is in San Diego, California. This guy, Rupert Ford, you got to give him credit, Rupert, though, kind of an interesting name. Rupert went out and started this. I give everybody a credit for starting a business like this. I just thought that was crazy. But speed roommating, okay? Would you like that? And I want to make sure I got Rupert's name right. I'm sorry, his name is Rupert Hunt. So, anyways, Rupert, what a brilliant idea. But here's the thing. I'm telling you, I love living alone, guys. I really do. My son's in town right now, which I'm so happy he's here. There's a guest room. That means only one thing, and that your mom can't come over and stay the night and make me and Rosie breakfast and walk her in the morning. So I'll do without that for a few days. But anyways, I like living alone. I like the privacy. The extra room to get a few hundred bucks or a thousand or whatever, it's crazy. I don't know if I would do that, you know? I have a buddy of mine who is like looking for a roommate, and he made the mistake of dating his, you know, roommate and getting involved with her. And it's not going to work out, bro. Yeah, sure it is. Don't worry. We're just friends. Uh-huh. Now he's looking for a place to live. Maybe I should send him down to speed roommating. Next thing is interest is going to start August 1st for all these people with student loans. 8 million people. I'm telling you guys this. Do not wait until due date to deal with this. If you're one of these people that have back student loans and now it's going to start, contact them. You can refinance this stuff. You can tell them any story in the world and they will listen to it, and you will be able to refinance it as long as you do it prior to the event. If you lie, if you bury your head in the sand and just, I'll deal with it at the end of the year, they will not make you a deal. Mark my words, read the story. That's what they're telling you. I am going to finish this video with this last story, but I want to remind you guys to join our email list. One just went out, which was great. A lot of people have commented on it and liked everything that was put into that. I do a personal video. We do some notes and some things that give us some advice and things like that. And I research stuff completely separate from the channel. So check that out. And don't forget, we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. It's fantastic. And we go from there. So it's great stuff. Final story. Dr. Marvin sent me this one, and it is solid gold. And that is, since Zohran Mamdani, the socialist, communist, nutbag, who wants to have free love and free everything in New York, that guy's going to get elected. That's what I think. I think that you're going to have Kookaburra Festival that is going to bend over backwards and give that guy the mayorship, and you're going to see nothing but problems. If this is the future of the Democratic Party, you guys are doomed. Seriously. Because everybody, sometimes people need help. I get it. I've needed help, you know, in my lifetime. But what you don't need is government stores. Talk to anybody that was in Cuba. I had a boss that lived in Cuba, and they fled Cuba, and it was horrific for lack of food, long lines, and, oh, it's bread day. We get bread today. Oh, there's rice today. Hurry down, Gino, and get rice. You know what I mean? It was awful, 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 awful. So the number of real estate inquiries from New York from wealthy individuals. Now, I'm not talking the 2.3 million. I'm talking about people with wealth over $10 million a year has gone up 50% since this guy beat Andrew Cuomo. Okay? So, bye. Bye. We're going to leave. We're going to go to Florida. So, again, guys, Looneyville, what do you want? You know what I mean? You want safe streets? Yeah, we hate you guys. You know what I mean? We want everything for free. No, it doesn't work. Nothing works that way. Nothing works that way. You know, look at the truck driver situation, how you know what we'll do is we won't worry about safety. Safety until somebody gets hurt or killed or worse. Okay. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And I hope you're having a beautiful morning. It's very warm out here today. So enjoy yourself. Okay, I'll see you soon.